Hey, it's Evans, and I've got Larry Downey in the studio with me this morning, and also a special guest. He's community manager at Low Country Local First. You're the head honcho at Local Works, right?
Well, yeah, I'm the guy that makes the connections at Local Works, and I do my best to make sure that our members and our community is aware of what each other are doing so that they can, you know, further their business.
Cool. And we got a special guest in here with us this morning, Leah.
Hi, everyone. How's it going?
Hey, Leah.
It's going good. And you utilize the space there as well, right?
Yes. I was so happy to be a part of the Local Works community. It's a real great fit for my organization, what we do, which is focus on solutions to marine plastic pollution.
Marine plastic pollution. You know, I do the green tip of the day every day at 6:50, and that's like one of the main things I talk about is plastic pollution. It's just unbelievable how much stuff comes out of the ocean.
Yeah, you're super well-versed in it. It's amazing how much we're putting out there into the environment, and I love that you're drawing attention to it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, we brought Leah just for you, Evan.
Wow. Can I keep her?
Green tip of the day.
Right. As long as you continue to amplify that message.
All right. And so we were earlier talking about straws, plastic straws. And this plastic straws have become quite an issue here recently. I mean, I'd never thought twice about plastic straws. And I see pictures on the internet of bundles of them that come off the beach, and you only use them for maybe 10 minutes at a time. Right. Same with plastic silverware or plasticware.
Yeah, utensils, plastic utensils. I mean, all these things, these single-use plastics, a huge portion of the plastics that we manufacture globally every year, it's meant to be used one time before being discarded, which is really ironic that we make them out of a material that is really designed to last pretty much forever. I mean, no one knows really how long plastics will exist out there in the environment, and because no one's lived long enough. I mean, it takes generations from what science is telling us and indicating. Yeah. But these items, they are so easily lost to the environment. You know, they just kind of slip out of people's hands and end up on a street or at the beach, and then they make their way into the ocean with the next rainfall.
And, you know, I saw where every piece of plastic that has ever been manufactured is still in existence.
Wow.
Yeah, it's exactly right. So, you know, plastics have been around in the form that we're most familiar with it for over 100 years. Ironically, the first bits of plastic were created because they were trying to save elephants in Africa in the 1800s, because they were taking all of the tusks for ivory to make billiard balls back in the 1800s. So a company here, actually in New York, they decided to put sort of an X Prize together. Can you please invent some kind of material so that we can shift away from using ivory for billiard balls so that we can save all these animals that were really in Africa? Okay. The irony of that, because now we're actually, you know, animals, almost like every single sea turtle is impacted by plastic pollution. 700 marine species are caught up, entangled in plastic or ingested. So that irony is not lost on me.
Yeah, and the plastic bags, they think they look like jellyfish.
Exactly.
Tell me what you do over at Low Country Local First.
So I first started with Low Country Local First at Local Works Building with a nonprofit that I'm a part of. It's called the Five Gyres Institute. They're the premier researchers of the issue of marine plastic pollution, having been at it for more than 10 years. And the organization's based in California, but I'm here in Charleston. And that was absolutely fantastic. I'm still on their advisory board. But while I was working there, I realized a lot of companies that were supporting the Five Gyres Institute had a crucial question. How can we be a solution to this really in global crisis that we have on our hands? So I started to work with companies, and one of them said, let's start paying you. And so that's where my consulting firm launched. It's called Plastic Pollution Solutions. And I have clients all across the United States and in Europe.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. In fact, one of my first clients, Costa Sunglasses, and I've been working with them on their Kick Plastic campaign. If you go to kickplastic.org, you can check it out. But they're inspiring not only their operations, like their entire operations is reducing single-use plastics across the board in the most remarkable ways. Even their products, now they're made out of bioresin, which is really advanced technology. So Costa is putting, you know, their money where their mouth is and investing in R&D to try to support solutions to plastic pollution. In fact, the glasses that I wore here today, they're made out of fishing nets sourced from Chilean fishing villages. So fishermen are bringing the nets back to shore, and they're being processed and turned into sunglasses frames for Costa.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's called the Untangled Collection. Untangle our oceans.
Wow, that's awesome. I wonder when they're going to start doing some of the hemp stuff, because, you know, they make plastics out of hemp, and it breaks down.
They are in the R&D side of the house, testing new types of materials, but sunglasses have to hold up under the harshest of conditions, really. You know, if you got humidity, salt, intense sun. And so that's been quite challenging, but it's so...
And my daughters.
Truth, right? But it's so encouraging that Costa is investing money in trying to find the best, most sustainable materials possible for their product.
Well, that is awesome.
Yeah.
So Lee is a great example, and I appreciate you, Evans, and The Bridge having us in to talk about local works and what we're doing there, because we've been able to highlight and showcase a real diversity in our in our memberships and what happens at local works in the co-working space. But Lee's a great example of, you know, a business owner that has come in, kind of really launched her business, a business owner who is located here in Charleston, so is local to the area, but has a global focus. And I think that a lot of times the misconception is, oh, well, I've got to, you know, be focused on something local to be involved with Low Country Local First or Local Works. The reality is we are here to support local businesses. And if their initiative is global like Leah's is, then that is amazing, especially when it comes to something like plastic pollution.
Right on. Well, how can people get in touch and find out more about it?
We'd love to have anybody that's interested to come check out, you know, the co-working space and kind of embed themselves in the community. And they can do that by going to localworkscharleston.org to request a free day pass.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Good to see you.
You too.
Did you want me to drop in?